As you wake up, ask yourself, who is having this experience? And come to that sense of, I am. It's me. And then you ask one more time, who am I? You can even ask, where am I? Where is the sense of I living? And like this, returning to the source of your awareness, coming back home and learning to rest in that identity-less place, in a state of pure being. This is, in a way, uncreating the world. The world unconsciously gets created. And you step back and you say, who am I? Where am I? And this is something that we can start our day with. A simpler version of this could be, who am I without my stories? The story that it's a Monday or a Saturday, or I have a lot of things to do today, or I'm behind on things today, or whatever. Who are you without those stories? Who are you without all your stories? It gets us to a similar place of just being. And another version of this is the headless way, where you notice that you can't really see your own head. Not in your direct experience, you can't. You can see it in a reflection, but you can't see it. In your direct experience, instead of a head, you have a space, which includes a world. You are space for the world. So just noticing this is very centering. It breaks the automatic assumption of being a person. You start recognizing that you're primarily a presence. You are space for the world. You are capacity for the world. And after this, you can do some interstitial journaling. This is something that can be done throughout the day. You write down the time. You write down what just happened, how you're feeling, and you write down what you intend to do next. And then whenever you do that next thing, you again, in the gaps, interstitial means in the gaps, you again write down the time and what just happened. And maybe you did it or maybe you didn't. Maybe you got distracted. You write down you got distracted. Something else came up. Fine. How are you feeling? And then go ahead and write down what you intend to do next. In this way, you are much more self-aware throughout the day. You keep coming to the present. You keep taking stock of your feelings. You keep noticing your distractions. And you get more intentional about what you're doing. Not only what you're doing, but why you're doing it and how you're doing it. And the state of being from which you're doing it. Very powerful tool. So start your day with interstitial journaling and keep interstitial journaling throughout the morning routine and even throughout the day. And then we practice gratitude. You can practice the lotus of gratitude. You put your fingertips together for both hands and you count out 10 ways of being, 10 reasons you're grateful. 10 things you're grateful about. Try to think of new ones every day and feel it. Don't just think it, feel it, feel it. You can also write a gratitude journal if you prefer. You can say your favorite affirmations. It's important to think it till you feel it. Just saying them doesn't do anything until you feel it. Feeling is where the magic is. What we think about and thank about, we bring about. To feel it like it's already so. Similarly, you can practice visualization. For a minimum of 68 seconds, all the way up to 5 minutes or more, visualize the BPO, best possible outcome for the day. And any other intention you want to make for the day. It's also a nice time to play some gentle music, some inspiring, uplifting music, if you like. And you can practice Jin Shin Jitsu, which is holding your fingers one by one. You can hold all the 10 fingers and then touch the middle of the palm. This is the shortest, simplest form of balancing all the energy systems in your body. And then you can get out of bed and you can make your bed. You can make a nice Mayurma symbol 3 times or even one in all directions, sending good wishes to everybody. And then you can drink some water, water therapy. I like to put some apple cider vinegar in my water. It has some extra benefits. Some people also like to drink water from a copper vessel. That's another extra. I like to drink water from a blue bottle. And then you can brush your teeth and you can greet yourself in the mirror. And say something kind to yourself. Look into your own eyes. It's very beautiful. Just look directly into your own eyes. Just meet yourself like this and say something powerful like, Nitya, just for today, what if there's nothing wrong with you? Of course, use your own name. And then you can exercise and do some breath work. And the order of that you can decide. You can either do breath work first and exercise next, or you can do exercise first and breath work next. The times for all of this, these exercises, you can decide, you know, whatever suits you in your schedule. You can do more or less. For pranayama, I recommend Anulom Vilom Pranayama, alternate nostril breathing, the Wim Hof breathing method, and also Kapalbhati Pranayama. Kapalbhati is more like a Kriya than a Pranayama, but yeah, it's great. And anything else, Brahmari is very nice. Brahmari Pranayama. Otherwise, just simple conscious breathing is something as simple as that can do it. See if you can be in a well-ventilated place when you do this. And then you can practice meditation and end with the Brahma Viharas, sending good wishes for all, infinite blessings. Any form of meditation that you like, simply just sitting. And one of the simplest meditations that I like to do is just you just sit with open eyes and just look at what's in front of you. And you allow all kinds of thoughts to come up, all kinds of impressions to come up. You don't even try to be peaceful. You don't even get attached to peace. And you just hold space for yourself to be exactly the way you are. If you can do that for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you will very soon begin to notice that throughout the day, you're not so easily hooked by wayward thoughts and feelings and emotions. You are much more stable. And that's a good time after this to read something inspiring or uplifting. Or if you're more of an auditory person, you can listen to something uplifting. And don't just listen, ask yourself, is there anything here worth applying, worth remembering, worth noting down? And sometimes it's nice to listen to things more than once. Listening twice, reading twice seems to have an exponential benefit. It's not just double. You have an exponential benefit. You tend to remember multiples when you revisit what you've just read or learned. And then I like to write at this point because I typically have some very nice intuitions, inspirations coming. So I like to write or journal. So you can consider writing. And then this is a nice time to revisit your most important visions and goals and priorities in life. And see if there are any steps from there that you, something that you want to do in the direction of that. See if some thoughts and ideas are coming. And if you have any yes buts coming, yes but is like, yes, I want that, but there's not enough time, there's not enough money, no one's supporting me, and my health is not good. That's a good place to do some tapping or some ho'oponopono. Or that's a good place to just surrender and ask for help. You know, I need help. I don't know the answer to this one. And finally, you can prioritize your day, the top 3 most important things you want to get done in the day. So that's a suggested ideal morning routine. And you can do all of that or some of that or parts of that. And you can mix it with what you're already doing or what works for you in your context, your situation. During the day, it's nice to also take moments to pause, reconnect. In fact, interstitial journaling is automatically a kind of pause, where you just write down the time, you check how you're doing, you check what's next. You can reconnect with the priorities you'd made for the day. And then you have throughout the day some OTMs, opportunities to move, keep moving, don't be so sedentary. Or MBAs, move, breathe and appreciate. Or walking in a figure eight when you take a phone call. It's nice. And try to get some sunlight and fresh air in the day. Drink water, be hydrated. Keep coming back to your essence, keep coming back to the big picture, what you're doing, why you're doing. Who am I? A sense that you are the space for all of this to happen. Just a sort of awakened wonder and curiosity. And alternatively, hyper-focusing and scatter-focusing. When there's something to do, give it everything you've got. When there's nothing to do, do nothing. Enjoy being. And like this, you are both productive and creative. And your energy remains very much in balance throughout the day. So these are some thoughts. This is a summary of an idealized morning routine. Take the best from this that works for you in your context. Lots of love. Lots of love. This is Nitya Shanti. Goodbye.